Blog Talk Radio.
You will not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruptions. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal. The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on Deport from 29 District. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry R. Woman Liberationist and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with Coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.
Hello, and welcome to Provocative Thought, intimately known as PT, striving to awaken those who are asleep, stimulate those who are awakened, feed those who are starving, and nurture those who seek to know. I am your host, Carlton Steed, a self-proclaimed student of life in the search, discovery, and revelation of life on life's terms. First, I'd like to thank We Talk Productions for allowing me to host this show. I'd also like to thank their creator for allowing me to be. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can contact the show by dialing 516-531-9540. Please press the number 1 to speak. You can reach us on the internet at www.blogtalkradio.com. Go to search, type in We Talk Productions, and listen to the show live. You can also contact us on Facebook at Provocative Thought PT Community Organization. Tonight's topic, plastic and your health. Since World War II, the demand for plastic has increased. This petrochemical material was originally thought to be harmless, and is now intertwined with everything that we interact with. Plastic, also called microplastic, is known to be harmful, especially to the human endocrine system, E-N-D-O-C-R-I-N-E system, for you guys that want to do your own research. If you are not concerned about it, you should be. So what is the endocrine system? So I went to good old Wikipedia. I looked at a couple of definitions. This seemed to be the one I chose. So it's not the best, not the least. It's not anything. It's the one I chose. The endocrine system. It's a system of glands of an organism. We are organisms, right? That secrete hormones directly into the circulatory system to be carried toward distant target organs, right? Then I went to John Hopkins, talked about the anatomy of the endocrine system. Just doing our homework so we can understand what we're talking about, give you a picture of what we're talking about. And you say endocrine system, because I didn't know what it was, so that's what I did. So I shared it. I'm sharing it with you guys. The endocrine system is a complex network of glands and organs. It uses hormones, right, to control and coordinate your body's metabolism, energy level, reproduction, growth, and development, and response to injury, stress, and mood, right? The following are integral parts of the endocrine system, right? So for metabolism, that's the chemical process that occurs within a living organism in order to maintain life. So basically, plastics have an impact on our endocrine system, which affects our metabolism, which, right, is the chemical process which occurs in a living organism in order to maintain life, which basically means that it has an impact on our life, right? So these are the integral parts of the endocrine system. The hypothalamus is located at the base of the brain near the optic chiasm, where the optic nerves bind each eye, cross, and meet. The hypothalamus secretes hormones that stimulate or suppress the release of hormones in the pituitary gland, in addition to controlling water balance, sleep, temperature, appetite, and blood pressure. The pineal body, or pineal, I don't know how people pronounce that, is located between the corpus callosum in the middle of the brain. It produces the hormone melatonin. I know y'all probably see that in the supermarket. Some people get that to take it, you know, go to sleep. And some people give to the kids stuff, you know, help them get sleep at night, which helps the body know when it is time to sleep, right? Pituitary, right? Pituitary gland is located below the brain, usually no larger than a pea. The gland controls many functions of the other endocrine glands, right? The thyroid or parathyroid glands is located in the front of the neck, below the larynx, the voice box, so you can touch your throat. I'm going to fill with the area where that is. The parathyroid gland plays an important role in the regulation of the body's calcium balance. Calcium is a very important mineral. The thymus is located in the upper part of the chest and produces white blood cells that fight infections and destroy abnormal cells. Okay, so by now you guys probably getting a picture of what plastic what impact plastics, micro plastics have on your body. The adrenal glands located on top of each kidney, right? Adrenal glands work hand in hand with the hypothalamus and the pituitary gland. So they release cortisol hormones and epinephrine that maintain blood pressure and regulate metabolism, right? It releases epinephrine, right? The pancreas, that's located across the back of the abdomen behind the stomach, plays a role in digestion as well as hormone production. Hormones are produced by the pancreas, include insulin, right, and glucogen, which regulate, of course, our levels of blood sugar. All right, so here we are. We have plastic, and we have those are parts of the endocrine system that plastic has an impact on, right? I forgot two very, very important. The ovary, right? The ovaries are located on both sides of the uterus of a woman. Below the opening of the fallopian tubes that extend from the uterus to the ovaries, in addition containing the egg cells necessary for reproduction. As I think we probably are, most of us are very familiar with ovaries, right? Produce estrogen and progestogen, right? The testes, a man's testes are located in a pouch that hangs suspended outside the male's body. The testes produce testosterone and sperm, right? That's reproduction, all that stuff, right? So I don't know how I could leave those two out. Apologize. From WebMD, the endocrine system disorders. Now, I don't know if these are the disorders caused by the plastics or not, but here are some disorders. Acromegaly. Sometimes the pituitary gland makes too much growth hormone and your bones get bigger. It usually affects your hands, feet, and face. Starts in middle age. The adrenal insufficiency. You don't make enough certain hormones like cortisol, right? Which controls stress, right? That's the stress hormone, cortisol, right? Cushing's disease. When you make too much cortisol, again, you gain weight, get stretch marks, bruise easy at first, then weaken the muscles and bones and possibly develop a hump on your upper back. Hyperthyroidism, right? I got an overactive thyroid, right? It makes your system run fast and you might feel nervous, lose weight, and have a rapid heartbeat or trouble sleeping. That's hyperthyroidism. Hypothyroidism is when your body doesn't make enough thyroid hormone. You might feel tired, gain weight, have low heartbeat, and get joint and muscle pain. They get hypopituitaryism, right? That's the pituitary gland, right? It doesn't make enough of a certain hormone, and your adrenal and thyroid glands can't work right. Multiple endocrine neoplasia. This is a group of disorders that affect your endocrine system. It causes tumors on at least two endocrine glands or in other organs and tissues. Polycystic ovary syndrome. The imbalance of reproductive hormones can cause your ovaries to either not to make an egg or not to release it during ovulation. It can throw off your periods, cause acne, hair to grow on your face or chin. Precocious puberty. This is interesting right here because I did some research on that. This is when the glands that control reproduction don't work properly. Some kids start puberty abnormally early, around 8 and girls are 9 and boys. That means you, an 8-year-old or 9-year-old have are physically sexually mature in terms of having a period, and she could have a baby and he could produce a child at 9. So that's precocious puberty. It's more to it than that, but that's the short of it. So let's just give you an idea about the system. So got this from Environmental Health. Plastic linked to birth defects. Well, I just named a couple of systems that deal with reproduction. You know, all systems deal with life. So bisphenol A. Bisphenol A is BPA, which we'll be calling it from here on out. BPA, right? It's the primary component in the polycarbonate plastic bottles, right? Has recently been proven, this has been in 2003, right? Has recently been proven to leach from the plastic and to be a cause of miscarriages and birth defects. A study published in April 2003 showed, right? Very small amounts of BPA cause female mice to produce eggs with abnormal numbers and chromosomes, a condition called aneuploidy. I think it's A-N-E-U-P-L-O-I-D-Y. Why is that important? Because it's happening to mice. Anybody who's listening doesn't understand that. A lot of things are tested on mice because they say the mouse system is close to a human. Go figure. Aneuploidy is the leading cause of miscarriages and several forms of mental retardation in humans, including Down syndrome. The finding raises serious questions about the safety of BPA, right? It's plastic, right? BPA, polycarbonate plastic, is used to make up pop, juice, and water bottles. I don't know if you guys are familiar with the fact that you shouldn't leave your water bottles or anything in plastic in any kind of heated area. That starts the leakage immediately, or, you know what I'm saying, the heat. I don't know if it does it in the cold or not, or is it less in the cold, or if it's, but definitely in the heat. You don't keep your water bottles where it's hot, or keep them where it's cold. They should never be sitting in the sunlight, right? So that raises questions about the safety of BPA. It also the major ingredient in the wide range of other products, such as, unfortunately, baby bottles and tooth-protecting sealants. So I remember when baby bottles used to be made of glass. I remember when a whole lot of things were made of glass. Then this plastic thing started taking over. Of course, I wasn't around for World War II, but I still was around to see, like, milk used to be in glass, like, you know, in a glass thing. I don't even know, do they even put milk in glass? Anyway. BPA, right, is an estrogen mimic. It acts like estrogen, right? So your body, when it enters your body, it's like you getting estrogen shots or something like that. So you take an estrogen pill, whatever. You're consuming, you're building up estrogen in your body. And it's also been shown to cause genetic mutations. So this sounds like it just sounds like just something we really shouldn't be using with our food, with anything that we consume, because it can leak into it. And of course, you look around you right now, about everything you probably looking at, you got glasses, you on a cell phone, you got a computer, it's plastic around you, you sit on a chair, depending on what kind of furniture you have, you know. Plastic is everywhere, and it's not just there. It's in the air, it's in the water, it's everywhere. And we're gonna get into some of that. Hopefully, I can cover everything. Got a lot of information here. If you don't get nothing out of this, just know that plastic, right, and food do not go together. And you should never put foods in plastics, even your water. If you have water in plastic, keep it away from the sunlight. Anything that you put in plastic, keep it away from the sunlight because you have a leakage. Keep it away from heat, right? And I don't know the degree of leakage in the cooler area. I don't know if that stops the leakage or not. I don't even know that. I should have looked that up, but unfortunately, I was coming across a whole lot of stuff, and it was very interesting. And it makes you wonder. Anyway, environmental medicine physicians have been saying for years that putting food and drink into plastic containers was fraught with hazard. It was a hazard. It was like that's like an accident waiting to happen, right? The new clear, transparent plastic polycarbonate bottles, which are used to package spring water, juice, and soda, and other products, release the chemical. So, I mean, like we thought we were safe when all they got spring water in a bottle. So right when you thought you were safe, sorry to bust your bubble, but since it's not true, it's always good to get that information. All, you know, everything, all information is not something that you're going to like anyway. But you should like getting the truth, rather, no matter how it hurts. So BPH, let's see, what else about it? Oh. Also, it mimics estrogen, right? As I said, the chemical has now been clearly to cause genetic mutations. So, now I know a lot of people drink sports spring water because that business sprang out of nowhere because I thought that was ridiculous. Oh, that we were buying water. Now I find out that we're buying water that could kill us, cause us to have genetic mutations, reproductive issues, and just all kinds of problems. And as they said in this article, environmental medicine physicians have been saying this for years, have been cautioning, but how come nobody's listening to these guys? Why? I think you can guess why. I guess I'm being cynical. You can guess why nobody's listening to those guys. Anyway. Then we have another thing called phthalates. P-H-T-H-A-L-A-T-E-S. Right? That's those chemicals cause birth defects in the male reproductive system. They are known to leach out of PVC plastic products. All right, so all you plumbers out there know what PVC is, right? And anybody that got any of the new plumbing in their house that paid attention, they might have PVC in the house instead of the copper plumbing. Okay, so I think I seen a house that had nothing but PVC in it. In January 2000, Health Canada recommended restricting the use of medical devices containing phthalate DEPH. In 1998, children's teethers and rattlers made of this material containing PVC plastic were withdrawn after a Health Canada advisory. At least they did something. I don't know if they knew it before that or not, or didn't care, got paid to let it slide, or I don't know, but at least there was an action. So, plastic from the Plastic Health Coalition. They said it's been a wide range of animal studies, right, conducted, and they found that the smallest microplastics can pass the gut barrier and reach the bloodstream. From there, these plastic particles can travel to other parts of the body. Isn't that nice to know? For example, in rats, they say plastics were detected in the stomach, intestines, kidney, and heart. Very small plastic particles have been detected in the fetus of mice and the brain of fish. Based on these type of studies, researchers have hypothesized, right? They've come to the conclusion, right? A scientific conclusion based on the information that they have, that human exposure to microplastics could lead to oxidative stress, DNA damage, and inflammation, among other health problems. Yeah, I can imagine intestines, what kind of problems you can have with that, right? All the digestive problems, that's your intestines, right? And your immune system is in your intestines, just in case y'all didn't know. So that's really a problem right there. Anything messing with your intestines, your kidneys filter the body, and your heart, man, that's like your little engine. Particularly when inflammation becomes chronic, this can pave the way to very serious health. Oh, I guess so. However, they say it is not only the plastic particles themselves that are potentially harmful. Man, the surface of microplastics in the environment are colonized by microorganisms, such of which have been identified as human pathogens. So that's like a double-edged sword right there. That's like getting two for one. That's a two for. So human pathogens have a particularly strong bond to plastic waste, more so than natural surfaces. Research was published in the 1916 identified the human pathogen Vibrio, V-I-B-R-I, Chlorella, C-H-O-L-E-R-A, which causes chlorella in humans attached to the microplastics sample in the North and Baltic seas. Now you might be saying, how the hell are they getting microplastics out of the North and Baltic Sea? And where the hell are the North and Baltic Sea? Well, we know the North Sea is in the North somewhere, right? But you gotta be wondering, like, what do you mean you're getting up on the, why don't you just go to municipal water plant or something like that, right? Anyway, particularly in areas with poor sanitation facilities and a high plastic population, right? It is hypothesized that plastic could be contributing to the spread of diseases. Now, how many of y'all think about that when you go to the supermarket and get that water, that juice, that hair, all that what's that, shampoo, what else? Man, that food, hey, that piece of meat is wrapped up in plastic. How many of y'all think about that? Because no, I don't think we do, because I know I wasn't thinking about it. Even though I knew the containers were bad, but I just didn't connect it to the stuff they was wrapping the meat up with and that it would leak. That stuff would be harmful. But I'm connecting the dots now, and I'm just giving y'all the information. You can connect your own dots, do your own research. Plastics are not biodegradable, and bacteria known to cause human disease tend to grow on plastic surfaces. All right, so we in trouble, right? Ever since World War II, the demand for plastic has increased, and plastic has replaced the use of many things, right? You see on a car, and I remember when a car used to be all metal, and we thought a car was made out of, but had plastic on it, was cheap. If you had plastic shoes on, that was cheap shoe. Plastic used to represent something that was cheap. They flipped that now. The script's been flipped. Plastic is in and it's king. We know how that happened. Well, we know how that happened. Advertisement and availability. So you're going to buy whatever they're selling. So, brief history of plastic, right? As I said, you know, about This is more specifically about plastic in itself. It said over the last century and a half, humans have learned how to make synthetic polymers, sometimes using natural substances like cellulose, but more often using the plentiful carbon atoms provided by petroleum and other fossil fuels. The first synthetic plastic, according to this Scientific History Institute, was a synthetic polymer invented in 1869 by John Wesley Hyatt, who, inspired by New York firms, offered to of $10,000 for anyone who could provide a substitute for ivory. Now, I don't know if you guys know about ivory and pianos and stuff like that, but back in those days, ivory keys were actually ivory keys, not ivory looking. They were ivory keys. Now, today you can buy a piano with plastic keys. And most of them have plastic keys now. So ivory keys actually used to come from the tusks of elephants. I read one article that a lot of the ivory keys were at one point made from the tusks of the remains of frozen mammoths. You know what the mammoth is? That's a prehistoric animal. Looks like a furry elephant, but much, much bigger. They used to make the ivory keys from their tusks. You know, then from there they went to elephants, and, you know, elephants, not that many elephants running around. And so we get this thing where they make keys with plastic, right? Chemicals, right? The development of the new plastic. In 1907, Leo Baekeland invented Bakelite, the first fully synthetic plastic, meaning it contained no molecules found in nature. That might explain why this thing does not break down in nature, because it has nothing that's relevant to nature, right? Baekeland had been searching for a synthetic substitute for shellac, a natural electric insulator, to meet the needs of the rapidly growing electrifying United States. Bakelite was not only good insulator, it was durable, heat resistant, and unlike celluloid, ideally suited for mechanical mass production. Marketed as material of 1,000 uses, Bakelite could be shaped or molded into almost anything, proven endless possibility. That translates to a lot of money, y'all. All right? Great demand means great amount of money made, great profit, all right? Hyatt and Baekeland's success led to major chemical companies to invest in the research and development of new polymers and new plastics, soon joined celluloid and Bakelite. While Hyatt and Baekeland had been searching for materials with specific properties, the new research program sought new plastics for their own sake and worried about finding uses for them later. They had a vision. Hey, plastics is going to take over. So whoever invested in this early probably made a lot of money. Plastics coming of age. As I said, World War II necessitated the great expansion of the plastics industry in the United States, as industrialists might prove as important to victory of military success, right? The need to preserve scarce material resources made the production of synthetic alternatives a priority. Plastics provided those substitutes. Nylon invented by Wallace Corbethers in 1935 as a synthetic silk was used during the war for parachutes, ropes, body armor, helmet liners, and more. Plexiglass proved an alternative to glass for aircraft windows. A Time magazine article noted that because of the war, plastics have turned to new uses, and the adaptability of plastic demonstrated all over again, right? World War II, plastic production in the United States increased by 300%. That means 300% in profit. The surge in plastic production continued after the war ended. After experiencing the Great Depression and then World War II, Americans were ready to spend again, and much of what they bought was made of plastic. According to the author Susan Frankel, the product after product, market after market, plastic challenged traditional materials and won, taking the place of steel in cars. Paper and glass in packaging and wood in furniture. Check out, see what y'all really got. I know y'all, everybody knows there's a lot of plastic on cars now. The possibilities of plastics gave some observers an almost utopian vision for a future with abundant material wealth thanks to an inexpensive, safe, sanitary substance. Inexpensive, safe, sanitary substance. Now, of course, that's not what it is, but that's what these guys were saying back. I don't know if that's what they thought or if that's the way it really was. I really don't know. But the narrative is saying that they thought it was. It was inexpensive, and they believed it to be safe, sanitary, right? So then it has some growing concerns, right? This gets to some of the things that we're talking about tonight. Plastic, they said, they talk about in the post-world years, there was a shift in American perceptions as plastics were no longer seen as a positive, right? Plastic debris in the oceans was first observed in the 1960s. This is 2021. So we got plastic debris in the ocean. First thing we should be saying is, wait a minute. We got no littering size right in our neighborhoods, right? Why would someone think that it's okay to litter in the ocean? All right, that should be illegal, period. A decade in which Americans became increasingly aware of environmental problems, right? In the 60s, that was a whole lot of environmental stuff going on back then, right? It seemed to have gone away because plastics have taken over. Rachel Carson in 1962 wrote a book, Silent Spring, exposed the dangers of chemical pesticides. In 1969, a major oil spill occurred off the California coast, and the polluted Tioga River in Ohio caught fire because it had petroplastics in there, raising concerns about pollution. As an awareness about environmental issues spread, the persistence of plastic waste began to trouble observers. So how come it's 1969? It's 2021. She's pulling an alarm right there, but nobody was listening. That's like pulling a fire alarm and nobody's listening to you, right? Plastic also gradually became the word used to describe, as I said, that which was cheap, right? So I remember that because you used to have leather soles on a shoe. Rubber on a sneaker, leather on a shoe. Anyway. Plastic problems. Waste and health. Plastic's reputation fell further in the 1970s and 1980s as anxiety about waste increased. So apparently, these guys don't know what to do with plastic once it's used. Plastic became a special target, right? Because there were so many plastic bottles were disposable. Plastic lasts forever in the environment. It was the plastics industry that offered recycling as a solution. I think that's excellent. But I think the plastics industry needs to switch over to glass. From what I'm reading about leakage and things like that, what good is this recycling plastic? That's going to save the ocean. But it's not going to save us. In the 1980s, the plastic industry led an influential drive encouraging municipalities to collect and process recyclable materials. That's very noble. But that's not helping us. That's after the fact for human consumption and human exposure to these microplastics. So we are, our endocrine systems are being impacted upon our chromosomes, our hormones, our everything. It's being impacted upon this plastic. You know, they have made their money, right? They made their money. We become sick. Now we depend on the medical industry to take care of us. And we wonder why we have so many dialysis around. Some people say it's diet, but now I'm thinking that it might be a little more to it than just your diet. And this is your diet. If you drink water and it has plastic, you buy meat, it's wrapped in plastic. You store meat in plastic. So it's your diet, and it's what your diet is exposed to, the predisposure before you eat it. I guess you can look at it like that. But still, you're consuming this plastic, this microplastic. And who knows and who cares? Who is protecting us from this monster? Ultimate symbol for the problem of plastic waste is the Great Plastic Garbage Patch, which has often been described as a swirl of plastic garbage the size of Texas, y'all, floating in the Pacific Ocean. That's a crime. How come? Don't they have fines for littering in these neighborhoods, on highways and stuff like that? But nobody's being held accountable for dumping plastic, something that's not going anywhere in the ocean, to the point that they allow them to dump something in the ocean the size of Texas. It's one of the biggest states in the United States. I don't know. Does anybody else see anything wrong with this picture? Okay, let me hurry up because I know I'm not going to make it get through this here. Please, I'm just going to encourage everybody, do your research. This, we are in a lot of trouble here. If any of this is true, which has got to be true, because I know the thing about the plastic bottles. I've heard that for a long time. But, a swirl of plastic garbage the size of Texas, come on. That should never be allowed. That should have never been. The minute somebody starts dumping, you know what I'm saying, anything that we use should be something that's recyclable, something that we do not destroy the earth for profit. Destroy human beings for profit. Something is wrong with this picture. The reputation of plastic has suffered further thanks to a growing concern about the potential threat they pose to human health. Duh. But I don't see how, because everything, I go in the supermarket, everything is plastic. Everything. I understand a computer being made out of plastic. I get that. But why can't we use glass? Is it hard to make a lot of glass? That's recyclable. You can use it. You can melt it down. Use it again. It doesn't leak. It's not leaking any petrochemicals. Safer. Why can't we go back to glass? I think we should do that. Put our milk in a glass. Put whatever we're trying to get in a glass container. Put it in a safe container. If it's not safe, it shouldn't be on the market. These concerns focus on the additives, right? Such as the much discussed BPA, such as a class of chemicals called, as I said, phthalates, right? Phthalates that go into plastics during the manufacturing process, making them more flexible, durable, transparent, right? Some scientists and members of the public are concerned about evidence that these chemicals leach out of the plastics and into our food, water, and bodies. Concerned? Are you kidding? Researchers worry about, particularly about the effects of these chemicals on children and what continued accumulation means for future generations. So I don't know, some 1960 from World War II to now, I think we've seen, we are probably looking at some of the cumulative effects of plastic. We're just not calling it that. Somebody might be, but we aren't. The average Joe isn't. They say, despite the growing mischarged plastics are critical to modern life. I don't know what that's supposed to mean. If it's harming us, it shouldn't be critical. You made it critical. If once you started replacing everything, that's like the body snatchers. They replace everybody. Everybody's or whatever the hell they turned into when it was body snatched. I don't mean, you know, when the people were clones. I don't know what the hell it was in the movie. So that's like you got things replacing things that should be here. That's not what we want. We want to exist in this world. You have to exist with nature, not against nature. So anything that's done against nature is done against mankind and all living things within nature. That's not rocket science. You don't need a PhD. You don't got to be an environmentalist. You don't have to be a scientist to figure that out. We depend on nature to survive. We cannot create dependency on things, products that are harmful to us and nature. It will basically make you sick, as they're saying. They say without plastics, many possessions that we take for granted might be out of reach for all but the richest American. Replacing natural materials with plastic has made many of our possessions cheaper, lighter, safer, and stronger. So we need to make a decision what we want to be. One thing, we get our own industry. Number two, because for-profit industry is killing us. Because for-profit industry has no respect of life and health. They don't care about that. Their health is a fat bank account somewhere. So they have the healthy bank account. That's all they care about. Replacing natural materials. You don't stop being so gluttonous. Anyway, some inventors are developing bioplastics, which are made from plant crops instead of fossil fuels. Now I know they got some kind of those capsules. You know, you got some capsules made out of some kind of plastic. Then you had the ones. I think they got to be made the capsules from the Don't tell me that the capsules from the medicine is made from petrochemicals. Yuck. Oh, okay. I don't even want to think about it. I'm gonna keep moving. They're trying to make some biodegradable plastics, which is good. So that's another thing the plastic industry needs to focus on. Make plastics that are biologically degradable, made from plant crops. So something that has a relationship with the earth, and therefore, like us, when we go, right, we go back into the earth, right? So this material needs to be able to go back from whence it came, right? So you need to build it from a plant source, right, that comes from the earth, right? Use it and make sure that if you're not reusing it, that it can go back to where it came from, the earth. Why not? That sounds like an excellent idea. That's what we do, whether we want to or not. We go back into the earth. Some innovators are searching for ways to make recycling more efficient. That's nice. But they are many years too late to start addressing this problem. Okay, so this is from Indus Health. Talked about the harmful effects of plastic on health, which pretty covered. But I just want you guys to know, this is not new. If you never heard of it, it's not new. It's old. They said over the last few decades, humans have dumped tons of plastic garbage into the ocean. Humans. Are we supposed to be the most intelligent on the planet? or maybe we are intelligent, but we maybe we're the most foolish on the planet. Intelligence has no impact on being a fool, being greedy, being inconsiderate. I say around 580,000 pieces of plastic junk per square kilometer were found in the Atlantic Ocean. That is ridiculous. You're dumping these plastics in the ocean. What do you think it's doing to the fish? If this process continues for years to come, the consequences will severely deteriorate the food chain. That's what it's doing to the fish, killing them. The plastic accumulated in the water bodies affect the living creatures and harm them, right? It also causes direct harm to the health of seafood eaters and impacts the overall environment, right? That's not rocket science. It's not biodegradable, all right? And it attracts pathogens. Side effects of plastics on human health. The toxins can cause cancers, congenital disability, immune system problems, and childhood development issues. All right? That's from the leaking out of this plastic. The absorption or consumption of these are microplastics or petroplastics, whatever you want to call them. BPA are found in plastic bottles and food packaging materials. So you're, I don't know, it attracts pathogens. So what does that mean? Your meat is wrapped up in some plastic. I was like, whoa, because, you know, you're looking at that piece of meat. I don't eat meat, but I'm saying, looking at it, you think it's safe, wrapped up in plastic, preserved. Said, but you said it attracts pathogens. That's, woo. I don't even know what to say, man. And they got vegetarian stuff wrapped up in plastic, too. Don't get it twisted. They say when the polymer chains of BPA break down and enter the human body through contaminated water or fish, it can lead to some fatal damage to our body. All right? Talking about death, right? Fatal death. Nobody wants that. Nobody wants to eat and die because they ate something. You eat to live. Some people eat just because it tastes good, but you should be eating to live. BPA can increase the thyroid hormone receptor, which can lead to hyperthyroidism, right? We talked about that, right? They name, here are some adverse health effects caused by plastic. Guess what? Asthma. Now, we have an increase in asthma. I was trying to correlate that with the plastic industry, but I didn't have enough time. Matter of fact, I don't have enough time to even get through all of what I'm going through. Asthma caused by plastic. Isn't that something? Pulmonary cancer due to inhalation of poisonous gases. I had a conversation with a friend of mine who worked at a car dealership, told me the new car smell in the car is carcinogenic. Carcinogenic. I'm like, wow, that's crazy. So, but now I got something to support what he's saying, because that new car smell could be that plastic fumes coming off of that plastic in the car. Liver damage, right? That's your filter, right? Nerve and brain damage. Kidney disease. Look at all of these, what do you call them? Dialysis places. So, I mean, could it be the poor diet and the plastic that's sending people to the dialysis? Here's how to reduce the use of plastic, right? Carry our own water and stop buying packaged water. I don't know how we're going to do that. Carry your own water. Plastic bottles contribute to most plastic junk. And, wow, carry your own water. I don't know how we're going to do that. You live in New York. You can get the water out of the spigot. They say, well, I ain't got to that part yet, but they said that it's tap water. like 80-something%. I don't know. I don't know. It seems like we in trapped between a rock, a hard place. Two rocks and two hard places, really, if you ask me. Northwest, south, and east. Anywhere you go, we got this problem. Always carry your own shopping bag. So you know you got a cloth bag that you can carry. And you can stop the use of plastic in the form of bags, right? Choose cardboard over plastic bags. Some stores do offer that. Cardboard is biodegradable, right? Environmental friendly. Use non-plastic straws. Well, I'm going to say this. I didn't know they still made paper straws. Not that I use a bunch of straws, but, you know, shop in bulk. One of the best ways to reduce packaging waste will reduce plastic waste from your house, too. Store your food in glass or steel containers. Opt for a reusable container rather than a plastic zipper bag. All right, so this is very sad. They talk about a plastic-free diet. Humans consume microplastics via many channels. One might ingest them while eating seafood, breathe them through the air, or consume food with trace amounts of the plastic packaging. Fragments of plastic like those commonly used for bags and straws were the second most common plastic found. Ain't that something? Ain't that good to know? Now, how many of y'all get a straw for your kid to hear? Because, you know, these young kids, you know, have trouble tossing the cup up. Put them on, give them a straw. Make it a little easier. Now, how many? Shellfish, right? One of the highest recorded plastic. Shellfish had one of the highest recorded plastic levels. Higher concentrations of microplastics in shellfish than other foods. That's for your shellfish eaters. Okay. But I don't know what to say about this. This year just makes me feel more trapped. We got all this murder going on. We got all this killing each other. We got police gunning us down. We got systems working against us. And now we got plastic, the world of plastic, that the things that we see all around us, we engage and interacting with consuming plastic. You know, and I had a friend that he put an alarm on plastic rice made from China. Be careful about that. And I'm like, well, hell. You can be careful of that all you want, but this is inescapable. We drive cars every day. We live around plastic and everything. You know, this is, I don't know what to say. What y'all think about this shit? Who should be responsible for this? What should we do? What do you think should happen? You know, and I think that biodegradable plastic is a must. That should be something addressed immediately. They should immediately stop dumping into the ocean, and immediately whoever dumps there be fined, right? And they should clean it up. They should be charged with cleaning that up. Come on now. How are you going to have don't litter signs on the highway in neighborhoods, but you're going to tell a person to dump in the ocean? That makes no sense. Anyway. So they did a lot of studies with this BPA, studying this harm and the harm it caused and things like that, right? So in the Journal of the American Medical Association, they analyzed urine and blood samples from 1,455 U.S. adults aged 18 to 74 who were representative of the general population. Using government health data, they found that 25% of the people with the highest level of BPA in their bodies were more than twice as likely to have heart disease or diabetes. So do you think it might have an impact on what we see? Like I said. Compared to 25% of the people with the lowest levels. Most of these findings are in keeping with what has been found in animal models, they said. The researcher at the University of Exeter in Britain who worked on the study told the conference, "This is the first ever study of this kind that has been in the general population. At least from the study, we cannot draw any conclusion that BPA has caused us any health effect." Do you hear that? Let me go from the beginning of this. Stephen Hinchett of the American Chemistry Council and Chemical Industrial Group, right? He's from the American Chemistry Council, a chemical industry group, said the design of the study did not allow for anyone to conclude BPA causes heart disease and diabetes. Okay, who does he represent? The American Chemistry Council and Chemical Industry Group. It said, at least from the study, he can't draw the conclusion that it causes any health effect. As noted by the authors, further research will be needed to understand whether these statistical associations have any relevance at all for human health. Do we need a scientist to tell us that plastic not good for us? Do we need this Stephen Hinchett of the American Chemistry Council and Chemical Industry Group to tell us that we don't want to consume plastic? Where is plastic ever on the menu anywhere? It's not even biodegradable. That means you can't do nothing with it. A U.S. Food, Drug, and Administration panel outside experts on said they would hear testimony on health effects of BPA as it reviews a draft report it issued last month calling BPA safe. That's the U.S. Food and Drug Administration drafted a report it issued last month, right, from this article calling BPA safe. Who can you trust? Well, they said the study, while all preliminary with regard to those diseases in humans, should spur U.S. regulatory agencies to follow recent actions taken by Canadian regulatory agencies, which have declared BPA a toxic chemical requiring aggressive action to limit human and environmental exposure. How come the people in Canada have more sense than the people in the United States? Well, how much time I got? Okay. That's going to, like, as they say, follow the money trail. That's all you got to do. Depending on how greedy you are, who you going to sell out. As I said, BPA is used to make plastic clear, you know, the containers, right? It's also used to make durable epoxy resins used in the coating in most food and beverage cans, and in dental fillings. Hear that? And I'm starting to think that when you go to a doctor, dentist, or one of them guys, they need to be informing you about what it is they putting in your mouth, in your body, in your arm, or whatever it is. They put mesh on you. They need to explain that process. What is the mesh made of? The history of it, side effects, the upside and the downside. Because we need to be able to make an educated decision about what we just blindly allow people to give us to put in our bodies or to be absorbed by our bodies. And that's part of the problem also, our ignorance. You can't be ignorant and start to make anything better, start to move toward correcting anything. Start to address anything if you're ignorant. You can't do it if you sleep. People can consume BPA when it leaches out of plastic to a liquid such as baby formula. water or food. So we're giving it to our children. We take it because we don't think, we don't know. We're ignorant. We don't know no better. And that's all we got because you go there. How many glass baby bottles are they selling? And I guess they're saying, well, you can afford a baby bottle because it's not made of glass. Excuse me. In a study, the team said the chemical is present in more than 90% of people. In the study, the team said the chemical is present in more than 90% of the people, suggesting there is not much that can be done to avoid the chemical, of which over 2.2 million tons is produced each year. The researchers added it was too early to identify a mechanism through which the chemical may be doing harm. Animal studies have suggested the chemical may disrupt hormones, especially estrogen. Come on, now we got people saying it does and people saying it doesn't. I'm going to take you guys back to a study by a guy named Tyrone Hayes. They asked him to do this study on this insecticide. What's the name of it? What is the name of that insecticide? They asked him to do a study. He came out with a study, told him that this insecticide causes male frogs to turn into female frogs, mate, and give birth to frogs. So they didn't want his work. Well, it's the name of that. I did a show on that. I forget the name of it. And he talked about how that, chemical, how dangerous it was, how it evaporates in the air, could go miles away. How it gets in the water system to the earth, travel. How it gets in the cloud, goes somewhere else, gets on other crops, in those crops. What is the name of that? I forget the name of it. I think it begins with a T. Anyway, it's one of the most, BPA is one of the world's most widely used, chemicals. I believe that. Excuse me. Canada's government in April decided BPA was harmful to infants and toddlers and announced plans to ban some products. Good for Canada. The European Union's top food safety body said in July the amount of BPA found in baby bottles cannot harm human health. EarthDay.org. Okay. The following 10 facts shed light on how plastic is proving dangerous to human health. See, look, anytime you see somebody saying have a completely different opposite opinion about something, that's a red flag. One time somebody said this is not harmful, and another person says it is harmful, that's a ton of red flags that go up. Everybody should be hitting the brakes. Hold up. Wait a minute. Something's wrong with this picture. It is impossible for two scientists to come up and say, unless somebody's lying, somebody's incompetent. That's assuming that they're doing the same type of scientific test. It's impossible for you to come up with something like that. It's not harmful, and somebody else come up saying it's harmful and come up with a whole list of things. Somebody's not telling the truth. So anyway, plastic pollution is very real and growing threat to human health, they say, right? The National Health and Nutrition Examination Survey produced by the U.S. Center for Disease, the CDC, YITE, and Prevention concluded that BPA was formed in 90% of urine samples taken from people above the age of 6, 93%. BPA is also known, used to make billions of plastic beverages containers, dining ware, protective linings of food cans and toys is considered an endocrine disruptor, meaning it can both decrease and increase endocrine activity in humans and cause adverse side effects. All right? Based on the weight of the existing evidence, it is likely that elevated urinary BPA levels are associated with prostate cancer in humans and may be an independent diagnosis marker in prostate cancer patients. That means that if you have elevated BPA levels, that might be a sign that you have prostate cancer or pre-prostate cancer. I don't know if it's such thing as that or not, but you know what I'm saying, predisposition or something. So that could be a sign of it. Some animal studies have indicated adverse effects of BPA on newborns, borns, and fetus. Breast milk of most women in the developed world contains dozens of compounds, including BPA, that have been linked to negative health effects. That's just a nice way to say they cause harm to the human organism. Growing literature links many phthalates, which are a group of chemicals used to make plastics, more flexible and harder to break, with a variety of adverse outcomes, weight gain, and insulin resistance, right? Diabetes, right? Decreased levels of sex hormones and other consequences for human reproductive system for both females and males. Now, I don't know, but man, if you do want to decrease the population, this is covering all bases. You can cause them to become ill and die. You can affect, have a negative impact on their ability to reproduce, right? And that could be through many ways, of not able to reproduce, right? It could be reproduction of a sickly or a stillbirth or child. But maybe some people might say, man, I don't want to take that chance again. I don't want to do that. You know, they might make a decision, I'm not having a kid, no more kids. So in that way, you get some people that's practicing their own birth control. And when food is wrapped in plastic, BPA leaks through the food. Any migration is likely to be greater within contact with fatty foods such as meats and cheeses, right? So that's why I mentioned that the supermarket, the meat looks fine wrapped up in the plastic. In general, it is not recommended to heat food in plastic containers with the codes 3 and 7. Check your codes out on the back of your containers. I say play it safe. Do not heat food in plastic. That's what I'm saying. The USDA Food Safety and Inspection Service advises Americans not to reuse margarine tubs, takeout containers, whip topping bowls, and other one-time use containers, which are more likely to melt and use chemicals and cause chemicals to leach into food. So your butter tub, y'all can't reuse that. It's something. You can't, don't reuse that. Recycle it. The label BPA free on a container of a bottle doesn't mean a product is free from harmful chemical compounds that are slightly different, but have a different name. Oh, ain't that just nice? So, BPH is used to manufacture polycarbonate plastics. This type of plastic is used to make some compact discs, impact resistant safety equipment, and automobile parts, right? BPA and epoxy resins are used in the protective linings of food cans and dental cylinders. We talked about that, right? So, how much time we got? 15 minutes? Okay, so other things phthalates are used in, right? Vinyl flooring, adhesives, detergents, lubricating oils, automotive plastic clothes, raincoats, personal care products, soaps, shampoos, hairsprays, and nail polishes, as plastic packaging film and sheet, garden hoses, inflatable toys, blood storage containers, medical tubing, and some children's toys, right? They say you eat thousands of bits of plastic every year. That's from, who's that from? National Geographic. You eat thousands of bits of plastic every year. And they say it's good. It's not harmful to us. Come on now. And I hope these guys, whoever's saying that, never get a job with the state. Because we don't need people like that. I'm going to skip through here. They're saying while more research is required, we understand exactly how microplastics affect your health. They aren't poisonous as such, but the multitude of microplastic studies out there suggest scientists have their suspicions. I don't know what this came from. DeMarge, which is these are the foods that contain the highest amount of microplastics. That makes no sense. Are we really questioning if plastic is healthy for consumption? That is very suspicious. To say that they are not toxins is blatantly ignoring the facts and the obvious. Plastic is not food, but it is to be expected from any person, interest group, who profits from exploiting plastic and consumers. From Cision, PR, Newswire, plastic market is worth $654.38 billion by 2020, Grandview Research Inc. says, right? Grandview Research says the global plastic market size was valued at $579.7 billion in 2020, right? That is the other reason why it will be difficult to identify plastic as a harmful, not to mention eradicate plastic contamination from the planet. That's a lot of money. And we got fools out here that do not care. They don't care at all. They're going to want to say we need urgent government action at the government level, business and consumer levels, and a global treaty with global targets to address plastic pollution. I agree with that. But I say right here, we shouldn't be asking nobody to do nothing. When it comes to something that's causing us harm like that, that's something that don't have to happen. We shouldn't be asking. They say one of the worst offenders of microplastics is bottled water, with the World Health Organization finding 90% of bottled water contained microplastic in 2018. 90% of your good old spring water, right? Your good old, what's the other water? Spring water and purified water, right? Containing 90% of microplastic, contained 90%. 90% of bottled water contain microplastic. Come on. We can't get a break. They're not lying when they tell that 8 million ways to die. We got it all. We got it covered. Tap water is found to contain microplastic too. With one Orb Media finding 80% of tap water samples they collected from around the globe contaminated with with plastic fibers. Industrial activities that release microplastic containing gases and chemicals, which no matter where they are released, eventually sink into freshwater bodies, and thus our drinking water are also a significant part of the problem. So your spring water, that mountain water, so is it okay to pollute the earth? Is it okay to destroy the thing that we are surviving on? I mean, somebody help me out with this. What kind of being does that? What kind of monster does something like that? They said for alternative, look what they said for alternative. For alternative, scientists have yet to discover ways humans can subsist, live without H2O, right? So either move to Europe, where researchers found the tap water to be marginally better, or use an aluminum bottle, water bottle, to avoid plastic bottled water. I said, wow, that's deep right there. Plastic is so bad, they recommend using aluminum bottles. From wellness, mama.com. Animal studies said exposure is linked. And in animal studies, exposure is linked aluminum to behavioral, neuropathological, and neurochemical changes. They link Alzheimer's disease and to other neurological problems to exposure to aluminum. From Grow Network, aluminum is an element found naturally in our soil, food, and water. It has no known use within the body and can cause harm, accumulating in the kidneys, lungs, liver, and brain. Aluminum is a known neurotoxin causing brain inflammation and contributing to the risk of dementia, autism, and Parkinson's disease. That's what they recommend you to go to, an aluminum container. Something is wrong with this picture, and we are being bamboozled and hoodwinked. Shellfish, they say alternative to that, wild-caught salmon, mercury-free white fish, and fresh caught calamari. Ain't calamari octopus? It said bear. Bear tends to contain microplastics. They say alternative wine. I don't know what that means. How come wine don't have it? Anyway. They say salt, found traces of microplastics in that. Alternative, use Himalayan pink salt. All right. Further tips for microplastic adverse consumer include use loose tea bags or tea bags shut with a string or a staple rather than tea bags with plastic crump edges or seals. I've never even heard of them kind of tea bags. I guess I don't make that much money. Avoid foods that come in tin cans with lined with BPA. If you do not use a plastic bottle, leave it. If you do use a plastic bottle, leave it never leave it in direct sunlight. I told you that, right? Avoid ready meals in plastic packaging, right? Buy a glass, keep a cup, right? So basically stay away from as much plastic. Get, try to eliminate the amount of plastic you expose yourself to, right? From the Spoon University, according to the Lusher, the plastic will leave your system after a day since it's small and your body tries to get rid of anything it can't be dissolved or used effectively. But consistently eating plastic or food that is packaged in plastic can leave long-term effects that you want to avoid. There are chemicals in plastic that can easily be transferred to your food by microwaving things in plastic. Stay away. I'm gonna be transferring my mom's microwave into something else. I told him not to use that thing, but for this reason, eating canned food lined in plastic, lacquer, drinking bottled water, etc. The most commonly used chemical is phthalates, right? We just talked about that, right? So. There we have it, y'all. You know, I don't have time to get through here. I almost did, though. We get through all of this here from the Harvard Health Publishing. Just trying to give you as many different people who are speaking about this here. I even gave you some people who didn't say that was that harmful question. It's not enough information. Those people right there, those are the people getting paid. Some of these chemicals have been linked to health problems, such as metabolic disorders, including obesity and reduced fertility. This leaching can occur even faster and to a greater degree when plastic is exposed to heat, okay? Heat and plastic do not go together, y'all. There are several chemicals in plastics that are considered worrisome because they have been shown to be harmful to people who are exposed over the long term. So, you know, you don't have to take my word for it. Do your own research. You know, this is a Harvard study, a Harvard Health Publishing on plastic. And I gave you different people that I got these information from. But you can do your own research. And just remember, use your own mind. People say things to you like something like, anytime you hear somebody say plastic, not harmful, that's a red flag. You got something that's not biodegradable, right? And I've never seen, maybe I have seen it and didn't know what it was, but I've never seen anybody say, would you like a plastic sandwich? You understand what I'm saying? I never, nobody ever offered me plastic to eat. Would you like some plastic fruit? We had plastic, my mom had plastic fruit. You can't eat that. That's just for design. You go to people's house, you don't touch that. That's plastic. You don't eat it. So we should know. We don't need these scientists to tell us that plastic in our system is no good. All right? And if it was all of that anyway, they wouldn't be thrown away in the ocean. Trust me. Just like they used to throw chitlins away till they find out the slaves was eating it or was living off of it. Then they decided to make that something that you charge these poor people to get. Right? But they used to be garbage. So if plastic was something that was not harmful to us, that we you know, assimilate, consume in our system, trust me, it wouldn't be excuse me, there wouldn't be a swirl of plastic the size of Texas floating somewhere. All right? That would be recycling that stuff and whatever plastic sandwich, plastic drink, or plastic popsicle that you could use. You understand what I'm saying? But they ain't doing that because it's something that's not good for you. It's just like dumping nuclear waste. All right? So I want to challenge everybody, do your own research. Read. When somebody give you something, ask them what it is. Look it up. Google it. We live in a different age now. It's 2021. Use these. People got iPhones. That's a computer. Probably better than the computers I'm using right now. Use the resource you have in your hand, right in front of you. Don't be afraid to Google, read. Don't be afraid to read something that's not something that you all believe. Just read what they're saying, because you need to understand what people are saying. And because you understand what they're saying, you understand what they're thinking, you understand that, you can see what they're doing, see into what people are doing, how they care about people, how they care about the environment, how they even care about themselves, what are they willing to do and what are they not willing to do. You just read and see what things are. You can tell if you're being bamboozled or not, at least. These people are not unintelligent. They're foolish. And with that being said, I want to thank everybody for listening in tonight. I want to thank We Talk Productions, Blog Talk Radio, Mr. Kenneth Jones, and Creator. Again, until next week, y'all, each one reach one, each one teach one. And remember, always, learn, baby, learn.
Not be able to stay home, brother. You will not be able to plug in, turn on, and cop out. You will not be able to lose yourself on Skag and skip out for beer during commercials, because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by Xerox in four parts without commercial interruption. The revolution will not show you pictures of Nixon blowing a bugle and leading a charge by John Mitchell, General Abrams, and Spiro Agnew to eat hog maws confiscated from a Harlem sanctuary. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Schaefer Award Theater and will not star Natalie Woods and Steve McQueen or Bullwinkle and Julia. The revolution will not give your mouth sex appeal.
The revolution will not get rid of the nub. The revolution will not make you look 5 pounds thinner, because the revolution will not be televised, brother. There will be no pictures of you and Willie Mae pushing that shopping cart down the block on the dead run, or trying to slide that color TV into a stolen ambulance. NBC will not be able to predict the winner at 8:32 on the court from 29 districts. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of pigs shooting down brothers on the instant replay. There will be no pictures of Whitney Young being run out of Harlem on a rail with a brand new process. There will be no slow motion or still life of Roy Wilkins strolling through Watts in a red, black, and green liberation jumpsuit that he has been saving for just the proper occasion. Green Acres, Beverly Hillbillies, and Hooterville Junction will no longer be so damn relevant, and women will not care if Dick finally got down with Jane on Search for Tomorrow, because black people will be in the street looking for a brighter day. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no highlights on the 11 o'clock news and no pictures of Harry Hart, woman liberationist, and Jackie Onassis blowing her nose. The theme song will not be written by Jim Webb or Francis Scott Key, nor sung by Glenn Campbell, Tom Jones, Johnny Cash, Engelbert Humperdinck, or The Rare Earth. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, white lightning, or white people. You will not have to worry about a dove in your bedroom, the tiger in your tank, or the giant in your toilet bowl. The revolution will not go better with coke. The revolution will not fight germs that may cause bad breath. The revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised, will not be televised. The revolution will be no rerun, brothers. The revolution will be live.